The title of our message this day is Invited into God's most holy place.
今天正道的题目是应邀进入上帝的至圣所。
From Hebrews chapter 10 we read, we can enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body.
今天的经文希伯来书第十章告诉我们，我们进入至圣所是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是基督的身体。
Imagine yourself standing in front of 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, the office of Canada's Prime Minister.
你可以想象一下，你站在安大略省渥太华市惠灵顿80号加拿大总理办公室门前。
That's you, looking through the fence at the Prime Minister's office.
啊，就是你透过这个栅栏啊，望着总理的办公室。
That's you walking to the front door.
啊，就是你正在朝这个前门走去。
That's you knocking on the door.
啊，就是你在敲那个大门。
You have a few things you'd like to discuss with the Prime Minister.
啊，你有几件事想与总理去讨论。
Besides, you brought a bag of cookies to share with him.
啊，此外呢，你还带了一袋饼干，想要跟他分享。
So with the bag of cookies in hand, you tell the guard, "I'd like to see the Prime Minister, please."
所以你拿着这袋饼干呢，你向警卫啊，来表示说我要见总理。
The guard says, "There's no record of your appointment."
那警卫说
，The guard says, "There's no record of your appointment. You have to have an appointment, you ask." "Yes," says the guard. "Well, how do I get one?" "Through his office staff." "Could I have the number?" "No, it's restricted." "Then how do I get in?" "You wait for him to phone you." "But he doesn't know me." "Well, I guess he'll never phone."
和警卫说啊，你有没有预约登记呢？一定要预约吗？是的。我怎么预约呢？通过他办公室的工作人员。能给我他的电话吗？不行，有限制。那我怎么进去呢？等他们打电话给你，但他们不认识我。那他们应该不会打电话过来的。
You were so close.
你非常的接近。
But there were just too many barriers.
但是有太多的障碍。
Barriers of time. He's too busy.
啊，时间的障碍，他太忙了。
Barriers of status. You have no clout.
那地位的障碍，你没有影响力。
Barriers of protocol. You have to go through the right channels.
程序上的障碍，你必须通过正确的渠道。
And so you've learned a hard lesson. You have no access to the Prime Minister.
所以你学到了一个惨痛的教训，就是你没有办法接近总理。
Meet with him? No way, unless he takes the initiative.
与他会面不可能，除非是他主动的提出来要见你。
Unless he sees you standing on the sidewalk with your bag of cookies, and he says to a staff person, "See that person on the sidewalk with the bag of cookies? Tell him to come in. I'd like to talk with them."
啊，除非是他看见你在人行道上拿了一袋饼干，他会对工作人员说：“哦，看到那个拿饼干的人了吗？啊，去告诉他，我想跟他谈一谈。”
If he gives such a command, all the barriers will drop.
啊，如果他发出这样的命令的话，所有这些障碍都会消失。
The guard at the gate will tell you, "The door to the Prime Minister's office is open to you. You're welcome to come inside. He wants to see you, and don't forget your cookies."
所以他会呢跟工作人员说啊，工作人员呢就会告诉警卫，警卫就会告诉你说，总理办公室的门是为你敞开的啊，欢迎你进来，他想见你，别忘了拿你这袋这个饼干。
Sure, it's a pretend story. It'll never happen.
当然了，这是一个虚构的故事，它永远不会发生。
You and I know that when it comes to the Prime Minister, an invitation will never come.
啊，你我都知道，当我们谈到总理的时候呢，这样的邀请永远不会到来的。
But when it comes to Almighty God, pick up your cookies and walk in.
但是说到万能的天父上帝，拿起你的饼干，走进去吧。
His invitation has already been sent. He's been sent. He sees you.
邀请已经被送到了，他已经看见你了。
In Ephesians 2:13, we read, "You who were far off from God are being brought near."
在以弗所书二章十三节，我们读到，我们从前远离上帝的人，如今却在耶稣基督里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
Nothing remains between you and Almighty God but an open door. How can that be?
所以你与上帝之间只剩下啊一扇敞开的门，这是怎么可能的呢？
Listen again to Hebrews 10.
我们再听一下希伯来书第十章。
So brothers and sisters, we are completely free to enter the most holy place without fear because of the blood of Jesus' death.We can enter through a new and living way that he has opened for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body.
请听，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是耶稣的身体。
To the original hearers, those four final words were explosive. The curtain, Christ's body.
对于最初的听众来说，最后四个字是爆炸性的，幔子，基督的身体。
According to the writer of Hebrews, the curtain is Jesus. And whatever happened to the flesh of Jesus happened to the curtain.
对于希伯来书的作者来说，幔子就是耶稣，无论耶稣的肉体发生了什么，都会发生在幔子上。
And what happened to Jesus' body? It was torn.
那耶稣的身体发生了什么？怎么了？
Torn by the whips and the thorns and the nails. Torn by the weight of the cross.
他被撕裂了，被鞭子撕裂了，被荆棘的冠冕撕裂了，被十字架和钉子的重量撕裂了。
And this is the message of Good Friday that we read in the Holy Scriptures in Matthew 27. But Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two pieces from top to bottom.
这就是受难日英文翻美好的星期五的信息。我们在马太福音第27章读到，耶稣有大声的喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上至下列为两半。
The curtain spoken of is the curtain, the large curtain in the Jerusalem temple.
这里所说的幔子是耶路撒冷圣殿的帐幕。
It was the veil, the doorway, the barrier that hung between people and the holy of holies in the temple.
它是挂在至圣所前的厚重的幔子或者门首，啊，它是分开至圣所和敬拜人的幔子。
The Holy of Holies, as you might remember, was that inner part of the temple where no one could enter. Worshippers could only enter the outer part.
你可能还记得，圣殿的至圣所是圣殿的一部分，任何人都不能进去，因为它是圣洁的。崇拜者只能进入到外院。
And no one could enter there except the high priest.And only on one day of the year.
任何人都不可以进入，除非只有一天，那就是大祭司在这一天可以进入。
And that day is called Yom Kippur, the day of covering, the day of atonement.
啊，这一天就是所说的赎罪日。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the glory of God was in that place.
因为那里有上帝的荣耀。
No one entered but the high priest.
任何人都不能进入，除非
大祭司。 To do so meant death.
否则呢，就意味着死亡。
In Leviticus 16, we find that two men tried to enter there, and they were put to death. The curtain declares this far and no farther.
所以在利未记第十六章呢，我们看到亚伦的两个儿子，他们在尝试进去的时候就死了。这告诉我们，幔子毫不含糊地宣告，只能到这里，不能再远了。
That curtain hung for 1,500 years.
那块幔子挂了1,500年。
What did it communicate?
它传达了什么信息呢?
Simple, God is holy, separated from sinners and unapproachable.
很简单，上帝是圣洁的，是与我们隔绝的，他不能接近，我们这罪人不能接近圣洁。
My friends, God is holy. We are sinners, and there is a division between us.
朋友们，上帝是圣洁的，我们是罪人，我们之间存在着距离。
And isn't that our problem?
那这是我们的问题吗？
We know God is holy, and we know we are not.
我们知道上帝是圣洁的，我们知道我们自己不圣洁。
Look in the mirror. What do you see?You see a sinner.
照照镜子，你看到了什么？我们看到了一个罪人。
And what is the sin that is staring back at you today?
今天是什么罪在盯着你呢？
Maybe you want to deal with your sin, but how?
也许你想解决你的罪的问题，但是怎么做呢？
Bag of cookies in hand, you're standing on the sidewalk.
手里拿着一袋饼干，你走在人行道上。
And not just a bag of cookies, but an enormous garbage bag of sin. And there's no way you can bring that mess into the presence of God's holiness.
不只是一袋一袋饼干，而是一个装满巨大罪的垃圾袋。你不可能把这些污秽的东西带到全能圣洁上帝的面前。
If only you had a connection on the inside to get you in.
如果只有你有内部的关系，你才能够进去。
The ancient words of Job are ours.Job 9:33, if only there were a mediator who could bring us together with God.
约伯的古训也是我们的，在约伯记九章三十三节说，我们没有中间人能够按手在我们双方身上。
And here is the good news for today. There is a mediator.
但是今天好消息是什么？是有一个中间人。
St. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, there is one mediator between God and sinners, the man Jesus Christ.
圣保罗在提摩太前书二章五节中告诉我们，在上帝和人之间有一个中保，就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Now, isn't a mediator a go-between?
那中保不就是中间人吗？
And wasn't Jesus that curtain between us and God?
主耶稣不就是我们与上帝之间的幔子吗？
And wasn't Jesus flesh torn?
基督的身体不是被撕裂了吗？
Matthew tells us that on that first Good Friday, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and died, and at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom.
在第一个美好的星期五，马太就告诉我们，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然， 殿里的幔子从上到下列为两半。
It's as if the hands of God had been gripping that curtain, just waiting for this moment.
就好像上帝的手一直在握着那个幔子，等待着这一刻的到来。
The temple curtain was 60 feet tall and 30 feet wide.
圣殿的幔子有60英尺高，30英尺宽。
It weighed hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
它的重量达数百磅。
One minute it was whole, and the next minute it was torn in two.
那前一分钟它还是完整的，下一秒却被撕成了两半。
Now what did that mean for the Jewish people?
这对犹太人意味着什么？
No more barrier between them and the Holy of Holies.
他们与至圣所之间不再有任何的障碍。
No priest to go between them and God.
他们与上帝之间不再需要祭司。
No more animal sacrifices to atone for their sins.
不再需要动物的祭品为他们赎罪了。
And what does it mean for us?
那这对我们意味着什么呢？
We are welcome to enter into God's most holy presence.
我们随时随地的都被欢迎进入到上帝的至圣所。
Any day, any time.
任何时间。
Through the death of Jesus on the cross for our sin and his rising from the grave, the barrier has been removed, the curtain has been torn. This is the message of Good Friday.
通过耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死，并且从坟墓中复活，障碍已经完全消除了。这就是耶稣受难日所要传递的信息。
He has removed the curtain.
他已经揭开了幔子。
He invites us into God's holy presence.
他邀请我们进入到上帝的圣洁的宝座面前。
The curtain has not just been torn, it has been removed.
幔子不仅仅是裂开了，幔子被移除了。
The door is open.
门被打开了。
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪已经被赦免。
You are welcome into God's holy presence.
你欢迎来到上帝的圣洁之地里地的面前。
And guess what?
你猜怎么着？
You don't even have to bring a bag of cookies.
你甚至不用带一袋饼干。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。